Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
God.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, before we begin, I just have to say we're pretty lucky. Maybe not all of us are lucky, but we are pretty lucky to be living right now at a time where we could cheat death and we could survive things that shouldn't have been survivable. And it amazes me with what we're able to do with cancer, what we're able to do with heart attacks, what we're able to do with snowplow accidents, like Jeremy Renner, who got run over by his snowplow, lost a lot of blood, has needed multiple surgeries. But wow, what we are able to do these days. And another miracle is what happened with Damar Hamlin. Bill Safety, who collapsed Monday night after what we believe was a commotio cordis injury where a blow to the chest stopped his heart mid-cycle, causing him to go into cardiac arrest. He's off the ventilator. He was extubated today, from what we understand, and is talking. Just blows your mind. Having the breathing tube taken out, which we call extubating. When we put the breathing tube in, you're intubated. When we take the breathing tube out, you're extubated. We're not, everybody thinks doctors are, you know, super brainiacs. We're really not. We have to make words pretty simple for us, because we're just, you know, we're people. We're not gods. We're humans. And so when we extubate, when we take out the tube, we can only do that when we feel that the breathing is adequate. And the fact that Damar Hamlin was able to be weaned off the ventilator yesterday is an absolute miracle considering his injury. And it also showed that his lungs are improving. When somebody has cardiac arrest, we forget the damage that can happen to the brain, the damage that can happen to the lungs. We're being told that his brain is fine. Thank God. So he actually told his teammates he loves them. He did a FaceTime call from his hospital bed in Cincinnati. That would have made anybody cry. And the Buffalo Safety had his tube removed earlier today. Huge, huge move. Now, it doesn't mean he's coming out of the hospital today. He's still going to be there, because now they have to watch the heart. They have to make sure the lungs heal. He's still in critical condition. But being off a ventilator, the breathing machine, is fantastic. Bills coach Sean McDermott said they didn't know that we were going to do the call. When I said that we had a treat in store, you could see the look in their eyes in anticipation of what was probably coming. Can you imagine telling a bunch of NFL football players we got a treat coming? These big guys going, okay, treat. You know, I got Snickers in my locker. What treat are you going to give us? And then when the Zoom came on and you saw Damar on the big screen, they said to see the players' reaction, they stood up right away, clapped for him, yelled some things to him, and it was a pretty cool exchange for a few seconds there. So he made a heart symbol with his hands, offered a thumbs up sign. He then flexed for his teammates, like built, like you know how you with your muscles when you know flex your biceps. He did that, which is a fantastic sign. You know, these football players, I don't know if you've noticed, I've watched enough football where when somebody gets injured, you look for any sign. As a doctor, I look for any clinical sign to know they're okay. But these football players are very well aware of the fans and their teammates, and they will reach out from around the medical team to give a thumbs up, to bring that arm out. because they're not allowed to sit up and smile or walk around. So they have very few ways of communicating when they're being rolled out of off a field with all these injuries we've seen throughout the years, that they try to do a sign. And so when you see a football player able to bilaterally flex, like, I'm good, you know, like, hear me roar, it is, it's huge. So Sean McDermott attempted to describe the scene to the employers. He said he probably won't be able to do it justice, but he said, amazing, touching to see DeMar, number one, through my own eyes. I know that's something I've been looking forward to, kind of needing to see, I guess, and then to watch the reaction in the room when the players and the staff and the team. So Hamlin started communicating to doctors in writing while he was on the ventilator. But you couldn't speak because of the breathing tube. So now he's able to speak, and he's able to communicate. And again, it really took him being able to breathe and you know, being able to breathe on his own. So what's next? Well, because there was lung injury, that has to still be observed. That has to still resolve. There's a chance he's getting steroids, he's getting breathing treatments, and just trying to not overwork his organs. With the heart undergoing cardiac arrest and needing resuscitation is probably inflamed as well. And if the heart isn't pumping to its fullest capacity, as it's healing, that could also cause some buildup of fluid in the lungs. So they're going to be watching for all of that. And then still checking their neurological condition. Neurological condition and function is fine. So originally everybody said he had a brain injury. He hit his head. No. The fact that he got up there, you know. Now, again, he did have to be ruled out for a brain bleed. I know people said, this is the heart. Nobody should be talking about the brain. In medical settings, most likely he was scanned. There's no way they didn't evaluate him for head trauma as well. Because whenever somebody can't breathe, we have to make sure there's not a secondary factor. So, of course, they check that. So the game between the Bengals and Bills will not happen, but it looks like the Bills are playing the Patriots. Bills are a 7-point favorite right now. And for those of you that, you know, can't wait to see the Bills play again, but they have been through so much. I have put money on them last year that they would win the Super Bowl. I also did it for the Bucks, but I don't think the Bucks are going to do that. But thank God. Prayers for DeMar. He still has a large road to recovery, but good news. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And as I promised, I will give you guys more updates on DeMar Hamlin as we hear him. Still in the hospital, but extubated, breathing on his own, FaceTiming his teammates, flexing his muscles. He's doing great. He's doing great. Now, January 6th, we need to talk about this. And this is interesting. We are at the two-year anniversary of the January 6th riots, which was a definite low point in American history, where at least 2,000 people stormed the Capitol. Some of them were walking around and waving to the cameras and happy. Others were planning on doing mayhem and harm. And sadly, multiple people did die as a result. One was shot by Capitol Police as she was trying to enter the enter further in. Another died of drug overdose, we heard. Three people died of natural causes, but there were a lot of police officers that were injured as well. And four officers who responded to the attack were being told have committed suicide since the Capitol riots. And the Capitol riots was something that I think could have been preventable by not rushing to the election that we had in 2020 without vetting it first. So we had we still do have multiple people concerned that it was chaos, the election, that the results, you know, even though they did favor Biden, there was a lot of room for error, a lot of room for mischief. And mail-in ballots have been fantastic for small, you know, $1,000 or thousands of, you know, of individuals in the military, but not for millions. You know, millions of mail-in ballots have not been vetted, have not, the process hasn't worked. So January 6th, to me, was something that should have never happened. It should have, it showed you had people very frustrated, very distrustful. It was one of the nails in the democracy coffin. Hasn't completely caused democracy to fall apart, but a democracy falls apart when your constituents don't feel like you're represented. And it, you know, sadly caused the death, destruction, and it could have gone even worse with many of our congressmen and women being attacked, and even more of our democracy destroyed. So President Trump was impeached a week after it happened, and then he was later acquitted by the Senate, I believe. And people ask, as we are observing January 6th today, what impact does it have on Trump? Can Trump ever get reelected? Is it Trump's fault? And we've spoken about this. You know, Trump had a rally to speak to everybody and show everybody on the day that the results were going to be certified that how could I have lost when I have all these people who want to be president? So I get there was some peacocking. Did he ask them to, you know, insurrect? Did he ask them to, you know, go after Pence and Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez? And no, I don't believe that. But I do believe, and this is where President Trump, former President Trump, may have a problem when he wants to be reelected, is he might have been able to exhibit a little bit more control. And I brought this up yesterday. The reason why President Trump was elected originally in 2016 is, one, is he didn't look like a politician. He didn't act like a politician. And he looked like a man who was in control. He looked like when he had a business, he knew what was going on with that business. He studied that business. And he knew how to run that business, or at least who to hire to run that business. And he gave that impression that he's in control. This is something Biden needs to do. Biden is CEO of the United States, and he hasn't even gone to the border yet. He's going to the border this weekend. But, you know, if you run a building and run a company, and there's a flood in the basement, you check out the basement. You check out, you know, what could be your vulnerability. And so this is something that Biden needs to do to show that he is taking better control. Well, Trump won on that. In 2016, people said, you know what? He's going to take control of this economy. He's going to take control over national security. He's going to take some control. And that was very attractive to those who voted for him. But what happened during his presidency, which is something that nobody really talks about, and it's something that he would have to overcome if he runs again, is he didn't look like he had that control. When the 2020 lockdowns and the COVID lockdowns happened, he was president at the time, and he didn't have that control. He couldn't, he wanted to, but he couldn't stop what was happening. He called it. It was going to be damaging, but he couldn't stop it. He couldn't stop COVID. He said, look, this came from China. It was leaked from a lab. He called it. He was right. But he couldn't control it. And so with January 6th, how I see January 6th is Trump, who won on control, and whose platform is, I got this. you know, people are going to listen to me. This is going to go my way. He didn't have control. And so if he does run again, which a lot of people want him to do, and you know, can he show that, look, I'm not going to let lockdowns happen again? Well, how? I'm not going to let the border become porous again. I'm going to, all right, well, how? He is going to have to show what control he has. Now, I love the sharing of power. I don't think he should have taken control of the elections or anything like that. But I think, you know, I think he, you know, with this, if he really is, you know, a leader that can take this country to, you know, better days, and we saw some pretty good days, 2016, 17, 18, 19, he has to then be able to, you know, there has to be evidence of, you know, look, guys, you know, I'm the leader. So, you know, a general is only as good a general if his lieutenants and if his privates listen to him, if the infantry listens to him. If they don't, then that starts to prevent, you know, him advancing his goals. So, you know, it's the Capitol, the riots could have gone a whole different way. They're still arresting. They're still, investigating. And there's been a variety of reports of other people being aware and instigating. And you know, to me, it just looks like a mess. But we don't need a mess. We don't need chaos. Our economy is in chaos. Our labor shortage and issues are in chaos. Our supplies, our medicines are in chaos. COVID is in chaos. Our border is in chaos. Whoever is going to run for president needs to show that they could control or limit the chaos, not bring it. I mean, President Trump couldn't even control his own house getting raided by the FBI. Now, you know, and again, that, whether it's his fault or not, he in the past few years, I mean, he's got guts, and he's got stamina. He doesn't need to be running for president. He's got money. He doesn't need to be taking all this heat. But if he doesn't have control even over his own house, that makes people a little more nervous about him then being able to run for president. So do I think he might have issues? At first I didn't, because you just, everybody I talked to, like, oh, I love Trump. Trump did great. Trump did good. You know, I don't like his tweets, but the economy was better. Let's get him back. But on the other hand, you have other individuals like Ron DeSantis, you know, and even on the Democratic side, you have other contenders that might show that they could control things better than Biden. Biden doesn't even look like he has control over his own White House. When he tells reporters, I'm not allowed to talk to you, they only want me to do this, or when he talks about how he is, you know, he's being told what to do, who's telling him what to do? Who's telling him to do the press conference? Who's telling him to talk to reporters? When you're president of the United States, if you want to sit down and have a beer with a reporter, you do it. If you want to come down and shake somebody's hand, you do it. True, Secret Service needs to be on board, but you're the president. So this, you know, I can't speak to that. I'm not allowed. So whoever is going to run for office on the Democrat or Republican side needs to show that they got things in control and they won't allow chaos to happen on their watch. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. House Democrats are remembering the events of 2 years ago today when thousands broke into the U.S. Capitol trying to prevent the certification of the 2020 presidential election.
We stand here today with our democracy intact because of those officers.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries referring to the five officers who died on or after January 6th. Relatives of the fallen took part in a ceremony on the Capitol steps. House Republicans say they're inching closer to some sort of deal that will elect a new speaker. 11 ballots so far have failed to yield the 218 votes needed for GOP leader Kevin McCarthy to win the job. The Buffalo Bills say safety DeMar Hamlin is awake, breathing on his own, and talking. Doctors removed his breathing tube overnight, a major step in his recovery from Monday's injury that nearly killed him on the field in Cincinnati. Rich Johnson, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I believe it's, U.S. Health News, U.S. News and World Reports had given us the rankings of the top diets, which we spoke about. And keto diet fell to the bottom, from what we understand. Oh, no, not this keto diet. The keto diet usually was at the bottom. It was the raw vegetable or the raw food diet. The raw food diet had fallen to the bottom because they had said, you know, not cooking foods didn't necessarily give you any extra health benefits. And, yes, fruits and vegetables are great, but it was just too hard to stick to. A diet's only good if you could stick to it. So the diet that keeps ranking number one is the Mediterranean diet. And of the 24 diets, the Mediterranean diet just still keeps blowing everybody away. And it ranked first for best plant-based diets, best diets for bone and joint health, best family-friendly diets, and best diets for healthy eating. And we've spoken about this, and we see this a lot in the Mediterranean countries, in the Mediterranean area, where rich in fruits, rich in vegetables, legumes, whole grains, and lean meat. Lean chicken, lean fish. Beef, not a big part of it. Not a lot of sugar, not a lot of processed carbs. And even though the Mediterranean diet is, you know, similar to DASH, and so most of the diets that do well have the fruits and vegetables and the legumes and the whole grains, and we spoke about the mild differences, but it's a lot easier to follow than people think. And, you know, having that background in my family, it was, you know, the salads were easier to make. We didn't have a lot of money. So beef was too expensive for us. And when it came to salads, trying to find like iceberg lettuce and things like that, you know, my father, when he made Israeli salad, he cut up cucumber, tomato, green pepper, and then a lemon on it. And it was tasty. I didn't need the ranch dressing. I didn't even know about ranch dressing until I moved out and I was at college and I was eating some french fries and my friend said, get some ranch for the fries because we were sharing fries. And I'm like, what do you mean? And then now, I mean, I have to dip my fries in ranch. Okay, that's not Mediterranean diet. Hey, you aren't supposed to be lathering things up with ranch dressing. And I told you, my husband made salad the other day, and he found a pesto ranch. I ate more dressing than my lettuce, because it was so good. That's not what you do. There are ways to eat fresh fruits and vegetables without putting stuff on them. One of my friends makes an amazing fruit salad. It is the most delicious thing, and it is addictive. Well, she says she has a syrup she pours, a sugary syrup she pours over the fruit. I just noticed that the fruit tasted so good and I just kept wanting more. You don't necessarily need to put that extra sugar on there. You don't need to do that. You don't need to dip your strawberries in chocolate. I know. I love strawberries and chocolate. Just eat the stupid strawberry. So you know, Italians, Israelis, people in the Middle East, Mediterranean diet, French, Spanish, everybody seems to be now incorporating fresh, healthy olive oil is big with the Mediterranean diet as well. And olive oil, especially extra virgin olive oil, is a hell of a lot healthier than the canola oil. So plant-based foods, fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, whole grains, seafood, lean poultry, unsaturated fat, sources like extra virgin olive oil. What's also interesting, though, some of you guys are like, what about the wine? Wine's a part of it. You don't have to have the wine, but an occasional glass of red wine, not sangria, not white wine spritzers, but red wine. Now, I don't recommend daily alcohol. I don't recommend that yet because of all the other issues we see with alcohol and cancer and high blood pressure and diabetes. And so, you know, we as doctors still have to be cautious. And I've asked cardiologists, when can we tell people, you know, that they could drink? We know wine can help the heart in some degrees with its resveratrol. And when I was in training, they said we still can't tell people to drink wine every day. But when you do look at some of these, you know, Italians who are 105 years old, they say they stick to their diet, which is the Mediterranean diet, and, you know, enjoy their glass of wine. So now remember, if we do, let's say, ever move to that point where we will suggest wine, it's not the big goblets you guys have at your house, right? It are those small glasses. That's what we're talking about. So, these, you know, eggs also are included. Poultry, I love dark meat. I think white meat is too dry. And, you know, I've rarely had a chicken breast that tasted really good because usually, to me, they just come out dry. But you can't be eating dark meat with the Mediterranean diet. It has to be the white meat. Dark meat, of course, tastes good because of fat content. So you need to, if you do want to follow the Mediterranean diet, you need to avoid whole dairy. You could do low-fat dairy or non-fat dairy, but you have to eliminate whole dairy, sweets, processed meat, snack food, sugar drinks, butter, alcohol. Those have to be limited. You know, with DASH diet, we look at salt and how to add a cut back on salt. I don't add salt. I really don't add salt. And when I cook, maybe I'll put a little bit of garlic salt, but I really just put garlic in instead. Most seasonings will suffice where you don't have to add the salt. And, you know, the other thing that's fascinating to me, and maybe this is what we need to do with diets, is somehow we went from eating to survive to eating for enjoyment. And food has to, like, taste good. Food doesn't have to taste good. Now, I mean, the way I was brought up, I'd, you know, rather eat a candy bar than a Brussels sprout. But we, you know how I said our thinking of, we have to make ourselves feel better all the time, so we always have to pop some Tylenol or Motrin or get out of a funk. And sometimes, you know, feeling bad or sometimes the pain that you might have with a swollen ankle is supposed to be therapeutic, where it's preventing you from using that ankle so it can heal. You know, or the mild fever we might get is supposed to fight off the virus. Maybe we don't need to jump and treat everything to feel 100% all the time. Well, same thing with food. Food doesn't always have to taste good. You know, we'll go to a restaurant and we'll order spinach. And the spinach will be a creamed spinach. Oh, that's delicious, but no. Just eat the spinach the way it's supposed to be. Get the spinach in you. You don't need the cheese and the butter and the cream. And I see this. People are like, well, we need a vegetable. We need to eat our vegetables, so let's do the cream spinach. You know, we need to kind of get it out of our heads that everything has to taste good. You get through your vegetables. You know, the meat, if you need protein, get it in you. If not, you know, get your whole wheat, get your legumes. I don't know any legumes that taste good, honestly. But I've seen baked beans, and I've seen what you guys do to them. You make them taste good with all the sugar and the honey and molasses and whatever the hell you add to it. That doesn't make it healthy. You know, same thing with dark chocolate. Dark chocolate has health benefits, but we add so much crap to it, and we turn it into a yummy milk chocolate that we then don't get the benefits. So I would rather you get the meal in you and then have a little something at the end that you like the taste of, than trying to have every single forkful something you like to taste. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my jobs on air is to tell you guys if you're doing something wrong. And taught you guys how to kiss. Taught you guys how to do a lot of things. Apparently many of you are having sex wrong. Sometimes we doctors or scientists have to get our noses in there and tell you and get all up in your business and tell you might be doing it wrong. Not so much because of fertility, but because we have a lot of individuals that really aren't enjoying sex or reaching their sexual peak or having that a part of a relationship, which is, to me, pretty vital for a relationship. And every now and then I get an email or I get a text or a message from somebody who wants me to talk about how to increase their partner's sex drive, what to do, because they don't seem to climax when they have sex, they don't seem to want to have sex, or they do more self-sessions, and they seem to enjoy it more than couple sex. And so there's a lot of things we kind of need to talk about. So let me just lay it out there. Before I begin, I'm a little upset with you guys for making fun of me and the missionary position that I seem to prefer. I talk about it. You guys make fun of me. You think I am boring, prude. I'm telling you right now, the missionary position has been scientifically proven to be one of the most effective positions for sex and to increase female orgasm. So if a woman says she wants the missionary position, even though we don't call it that, you know, wants, let's say, her partner on top, they're not being boring, they're not being coy, they're not having lack of spontaneity. If they want to enjoy that sexual encounter, and that helps. You know, we got the reverse cowgirl, we got the cowgirl, we got the crisscross applesauce, we got all sorts of different positions out there. And there's a good chance that your partner knows exactly what they need. Now, it always doesn't have to be about her. It could be about somebody else. It could be about, you know, so it is nice to try other positions because, you know, it takes two to tango. And for some of you, maybe three or four are doing it at the same time. But you do want to make sure all partners are allowed to enjoy it. But people think, And I don't know where this came from, but, you know, I'll talk to couples I'll talk to people that call in with medical issues or sexual issues, and, you know, I'll ask about positions, because they'll say it hurts when I have sex. I'm like, well, how are you having sex? What position? They're like, when we do a doggy style, or when I'm on top, it hurts. And I'm like, is there any sexual position where it doesn't hurt? Yeah, missionary, but he doesn't want to do that, because that's old school. Missionary's fine. There is nothing wrong with that. Where did people come up with where if you do missionary, you're not cool? First of all, if you have sex, you're not supposed to be talking about it to other people. You're supposed to keep it among yourselves. If anybody walked into the office and said, hey, I had sex, does anybody stop and go, what position? No, because you might go through three or four different positions that nobody needs to know. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So get this. These are scientists from, let me see, which this is a university in New York. It's not, it's not NYU. It's New Age Medical in New York. They actually looked at face-to-face with female above, cowgirl, face-to-face and seated, the lotus position, face-to-face with male above, with and without a pillow, which would be missionary, and then kneeling with woman bent over, doggy style. And they actually did scans to see where the blood flow was going in terms of the clitoris and what seemed to generate more of a physiological response and more blood flow. And they found, and they used studies. They said, I don't know how people have sex in a scan, but have you guys seen the MRI pictures? It's crazy. And you're like, how are they able to do it? You know, there's people watching. There's some people, I guess, like that. I don't know. But anyway, Dr. Kimberly Lovey wanted to address the dearth of scientific research that evaluates the association between different coital positions and their ability to produce a female orgasm. And the kneeling rear entry produced the least amount of direct clitoral contact and resulted in a negligible increase in blood flow compared to face-to-face positions. This is something that nobody talks about. Everybody thinks that if they don't do a doggy style, they're not cool or they're going to get dumped. Well, just keep in mind, and those of you that keep asking your partner to do that, we want you happy as well, but don't be surprised if they may not climax with that. Unless there's some other things you could be doing manually, it won't just work. A lot of individuals, when they do have sex, they think it's just the in and out that is enough. It's not. There has to be some anterior stimulation as well, which is why the missionary position seems to help with that. And then the pillow. A lot of people are not using positioning pillows. Positioning pillows, I've suggested with patients who get pelvic pain. Because there are certain, you know, between the ovaries, between bowel wall, between, you know, not everybody is completely ergonomic in that area. And so sometimes the pressure can hit and hurt. Well, if you're angled a certain way, that can sometimes help as well. And so using a pillow underneath the pelvis during missionary position could also help, especially if you're on the kitchen floor, too. That would probably make it a little bit more comfortable. So they did note that results among women vary. They don't always experience the same level of stimulation in every position. And, you know, it does depend on thrust and size and things like that. There's a lot of factors that can be remembered. It's not all about bigger. It's kind of the Cinderella theory or the Goldilocks theory where it has to be just right. So everybody has a shape and they may have a preference. And so there doesn't always have to be extra inches, shall we say. But I think we need to educate ourselves a lot more about what people need. When you see couples start having sexless relationships, and there could be a lot of reasons for it. It could be they're falling out of love with each other. It could be, you know, they aren't attracted to each other. It could be they have pain. But as a physician, I always have to look at the medical, the biological component of it, as well as the psychological component. And when somebody comes in saying, I have very low sex drive, I don't want to have sex at all, ever. You know, and if I bring up, well, you know, what about Michael Fassbender, all right? Or what about Viggo Mortensen or Brad Pitt or, you know, Michael Jordan or, you know, if they walk into the room, would you want to? Oh, yeah. Well, okay, if they're turning you on, then now we have a psychological issue, a turn on. Now, why? Why are you turned off? Is it because you don't like the positions you're in? Is it because you never climax? If somebody is only climaxing on self-stimulation, that means there's something during sex that might not be hospitable to that. Now, that's not always horrible. There's many couples that have to use aids, which is fine. You know, because sex is more about the intimacy, and you want to be together when you do things like that. But it's okay to be alone also, but you don't want to have more of your sexual encounters without your partner or spouse. But, you know, if it's because it doesn't work for them anyway, well then you need to find out how it does work, and nobody wants to talk about it. Because they think the other partner's going to get insulted. And so how do you bring it up? How do you bring up, well, you don't want to say, oh, you know, I never climax, you know, sex sucks. You don't say that. But you could say, look, I read a study. Or I was listening to the Dr. Dolly show, and she said what might help blood flow is doing it this way. Let's try it. See, you don't have to say, you don't have to bring in the negative. Always bring in the positive. Say, I read somewhere that this might help. Now, there's going to be a lot of pressure. And it's going to be, oh, boy, you know, if it doesn't work. But it takes time. Sometimes your body has to relearn what it likes. But it does take communication. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.